Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And today is Wednesday. We're going to have another wonderful show with sample healings. So we'll just start off with those right now. And today is April 14th. So here we go. Let's do a emotional body clearing. So I'd like you just to think of a situation that you had in your life in the last maybe 5 days. And we'll clear that out of you. So here we go. Just think of something. And it can be something that's real bad, or just something that just happened that's kind of light. It's up to you. This is your choice to actually sample the clearing and see that it gets released from you. It'll take away the trauma, we'll say, of the event, but you're still going to be able to see it. But the intensity of it will be released out of your body. And the body that we're releasing it out of is your emotional body, and that naturally filters into your physical. This is why they basically tell you that you die of all your emotions. So your negative emotions that you've had in your life that wasn't cleared is what you actually are suffering with on the last day of your life. So here we go. Think of that issue. I'll count to five to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll now just have you look at...
Okay, maybe somebody.
Okay, back again here. So this is Ronald Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. And today is April 14th. On a Wednesday, we're going to be doing an emotional clearing. So think of an emotional event that you had in the last 5 days. And see how your body responds to it. It might be something that you may not want to look at, but we're going to release the energy from you, from your emotional body. So here we go. So think of the event. I'll count to five to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll now do the feeling body. And this is a different invisible energetic body. And we do clearings on this on the website. And these cost $5 times your age. You just need one of these. And at last, the time that it takes, I should say, is probably dependent on your age. But typically, you know, on the website, it takes about a half an hour for most people to get their whole lifetime cleared so that you're not recycling the past. So here we go. Feeling body. We'll take the same issue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we're going to do mental body. This helps to help you out with balancing the left and right brain, getting out of the mind loop situation, repetitive thoughts. Here we go. So 1, and again, think of something. If not, it'll clear you anyway. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you out there? Well, I'm not hearing Sylvia, so we'll do the mind to heart drop. So dropping down from 10, like an elevator, from the 10th floor to the first floor. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. We'll see if Sylvia's out there again. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, and thank you, everyone, for bearing with us through our sound problem there. I hope it sounds just fine, so... if someone could type on the fast chat if they're hearing both of us okay, I'd really appreciate it. That would be great. And Ron, I think you did an emotional clearing, feeling body, and was there another one?
Yes, we did a mental clearing, yes. Uh-huh.
Mental clearing. And then was that the mind-to-heart drop that I just came in on?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. Wonderful. All right, so now I'm caught up to speed, and I can see what's happening on the fast chat here. And would you like to take questions now, or do you have something else in mind?
Yeah, we can take questions, and we can talk about the embedded bodies that we have in us here that are from parallel lifetimes, the shapeshifters, if you want to use that term, the clone bodies of us that live with us. Or we could call it also the shadow bodies. So they're all kind of very similar. We'll just maybe call them the embedded shadow bodies. So let's go to a couple questions first. And if you want to call in anybody, just do so. We'd love to have your calls here, and we can answer some questions for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, sounds great. So I see a question here. This has to do with the seven generation clearings, and we've been talking about those since you put that new website or that new page up on your website for the seven generational clearings. And by the way, if anybody's been doing any of those, we'd love to hear your feedback if you want to call or type in. And Brett is asking here, what is the difference between seven generation, sorry, my fast chat's just refreshing really quick here. So bear with me for a minute. So while my fast chat is coming back up, I'll just mention, for those of you that might not be familiar with it, if you go to www.creationlightship.com, that's Ron's website where all of his clearings are listed, and many of those are wonderful online clearings. In other words, you can do them 24/7, which is fantastic. So you can do them whenever you need them. Many of them have unlimited features or unlimited use for a whole month period. And there's a new page, which is the seven generation clearings, which actually should be called the 49 generation clearings, I think, because you can take a particular subject or an area that you need to clear in your life, like perhaps entities, for example, and you can clear back seven generations, and if you're still dealing with that issue, you can go back another seven. And then you continue to do that in segments of seven generations as needed until you're no longer dealing with that issue, until it's all healed out of the genetics of your body. You can go as far as 49 generations. It's amazing. So let's see. My window's back up here. So Brett's question is, what is the difference between seven-generation ancestor entity clearing and seven-generation emotional body clearing, since you say that entities are just emotional bodies? Good question. So over to you, Ron. I'm not sure if you're there. Are you there, Ron?
I'm here. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Did you understand the question?
Yeah, I think I did, yeah. So the difference is that regular entities, which are not your emotional body, that'd be the difference. So the emotional bodies that are hanging out with, which live with the person at that particular time, that is, we'll say, related to you in your genetics because it was in your ancestral line, and these emotional bodies can body hop. Okay, so that's just one body per this is going to get complicated, but we'll just keep it very simple. So it's one body per person that lived, okay? So we'll say that we looked at 50 bodies of people that lived. There'd be 50 emotional bodies. Now, this is the ones on this earth, okay? Now, so that would be that type of clearing, which would be your emotional body clearing. The next one would be entities. Now, each body, like we have now, could have hundreds or thousands of entities that are attached to it. And those can also body hop. And maybe, let's just say that, the emotional body of a person, had a lot of friends, okay? And so they're taking also those emotional bodies with them as they body hop from time to time, or generation to lifetime, through the timeline. So that's a good way of saying it. So I hope that answered your question. So they are different, and these are for living on this lifetime here on this planet. And this is not, you know, I'm not talking about the ones that jump from you in the cloned planets, okay? So we'll just keep it very simple. So that's what this is for, is to clean you out from these energies. So entities are probably the biggest things. Emotional bodies would be ones that you want to get rid of because you become very emotional, and you may have an issue with a certain emotional tendency, and that you want to clear out of you. And like I mentioned before, I don't know if you're going to need much more than going, you know, past, you know, 1 through 7 on the, you know, emotional energy, or, you know, for any of the, you know, seven generational clearings. I think one might just do it, but after you do that and you still have an issue, then you may want to ask your spirit how much further you have to go past that, and then you're looking at the price of $50 per generation after that. There are some people maybe out there that may want to do all of them, but like I say, it's not, I'm not putting it on the website saying that it's a must to do all of these, because your issue might actually be, you know, not that deeply embedded in you. So, next question, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I can't see the fast chat right at the moment, but I know Brett was asking to see if there's any way that there we could experience a sample of both to tell the difference between those things.
Oh, sure, okay. Yeah, okay.
That'd be
so
great.
Let's go back to, we'll take one person, okay, that lived within the time frame of 1800 to 1850. And this will be a clearing that will typically be in the second segment of the seven generational clearings. This would probably be generation maybe eight or nine. And so this clearing would be the clearing for the energies from the 8th to the 15th generational clearing. Okay, this is the one that would be $50. So we're going to go back at that time frame. So we'll just pick one person, and your spirit will be doing this here. I'm going to clear out that emotional body from that one person that body hopped. Okay? So here we go. Let's connect with it now. So we're going to clear it. So count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just kind of see how your body is responding. Remember, you're not going to really get this energy mentally. So trying to look at your body mentally, attempting to view it mentally, you're not really going to have that energy there. It's going to be in the emotional body. So just kind of look at something, and maybe you might feel your body relaxing more. So this is more of a body energy that you're going to be feeling. Now we're going to take entities. Now naturally, that only had one emotional body. Now you could have 1,000 entities that jumped into you from that same time frame, okay, because they're going from ancestor to ancestor. And maybe they all like each other. So maybe you happen to, let's just say, play baseball in that particular year, if it was invented then, you know. And so maybe you got all the different teams that you played with back then that, you know, want to body hop, and these are entities, okay. So entities can be a lot stronger than the emotional body itself. So here we go, and we release the entities that attach themselves to this emotional body. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they could also be attached to other bodies too. So I'm not trying to narrow it down just for the emotional body. They just happen to hop in some way into you. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you may have felt the difference. So you may want to even call in if you wish, and to the BBS radio site if you felt a change there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let me give the phone number for anybody who'd like to call in tonight. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So we'd love to hear from you with comments, questions, or requests. And right now I'm not able to see the fast chat window, so I'm working on getting that to cooperate with me again. And until then, Ron, you mentioned wanting to talk about these new clearings that are coming forth from the Lightship based on what you found out in New York about the embedded shapeshifter type of energy. So over to you for that.
Okay, this is just an energy that we have with us, very disconcerting. I think most people will probably have around 20 of these. So basically what it is that these bodies are embedded, and they look like us physically. Remember, we're controlled in time here. So
these bodies, in a sense, take on a personality that they wish to bring forth in you, as you. So let's just say, to make it very simplistic, that you have yourself, and just kind of picture yourself maybe on the wall as a mannequin, okay? So you're one mannequin, and next to it is another mannequin that looks identical to you, but this is created by the darkness, okay? And maybe you have, let's just say you have 20 of these. Now, what happens is, since we're in time, what the dark side does is that it sort of sticks these all together in time. If you could stop time, you could separate them out and actually see you as one of those with maybe, say, 20 other ones, equaling 21, okay? Now, when they come into you, they're all there and they look just like you. This is why people go through personality changes instantly. This is what I'm kind of discovering by doing a few of these clearings with people in the last week. And all of a sudden, once these are released, they feel the energy definitely leave their body. And then from there, what I do is I take out the body, okay, that's one of the clearings, and then I find the program that makes the body run. So somehow the aliens gave it a program. Remember, this is like a hologram, and this program is making this body do what it has to do or wants to do according to somebody's mindset out there. And so you're actually being controlled when this body gets activated. So you're doing whatever you're doing, you know, with the original body here, and then all of a sudden something gets activated and this body now comes online. You're put back in the background and now this body is working. So with that body, we take out the program. The next thing is we take out the emotional aspect of this body, because it has an emotional body. The next thing is it has a mental body. This is all, you know, what we talk about is, you know, what you go through when you go into parallel lifetimes. It has a spirit body, so whenever that body is activated, everything looks the same. And I just found that there's a body which is your actual appearance. We'll just call it your skin body. I haven't cleared that out of anybody quite yet here. But those are the main ones so far. I'm still working on this clearing. And it'll be up on the website at some point here once I get more information on it. So what I'll do for the people online here, I'm going to release one of these out of you. It'll take a while. I'll try to get this going. Normally this takes about a half an hour to do. So I'll start clearing here. And this will not work on the archives, okay? So this is live with the people listening. So I don't have enough energy to do it on the archives. And I have just enough energy right now to do it for everybody listening. So here we go. I'm going to take out this one body. So we're working on that here. I'm going to have them speed it up, because I don't have a half an hour to do this. Sometimes it takes an hour to do. So we'll take out the regular body here. And right now we're just making a way to get it out of you here. We're kind of cleaning out the energy. I'm attempting to speed things up. This process that I'm doing right now to clear away the energy, kind of like dusting you off, looking to see how this body is attached to your physical body, your spirit, and everything else. But right now we're working with the actual physical body of you. So you might feel the energy changing with your physical body. And there we go. So I'll probably need about 10 minutes here. So I'll be clearing this here. Do you want to come back on, Sylvia? So in about 10 minutes, we're going to release this body from each person listening here on this call here. And this will not work on the archives. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Whoops, excuse me. I'm just trying to reboot, and I guess my sound is on, so let me take care of that. Okay, so I guess this would be a great time to mention this weekend. I believe this coming weekend, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, is the fabulous kind of doubleheader weekend where you're doing ascension preparation and healing on the Lightship 4 hours healing session on Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific. And there's no prerequisite for that one. Anybody can go on that. It's a conference call, so you can tune in from anywhere. And even if you're not able to be on the conference call, you can sign on as an absentee. But it's great if you can be on it, because after the first 3 hours of healing, there's an hour of water activation where the light beings actually activate 7 containers of water for each person with the light code specifically just for them for the upcoming 7-day period. So it can kind of advance the healings that you've just had on the light ship and what you specifically need to kind of go into your next level of healing. So it's a wonderful thing to do. And then Sunday is an 8-hour intensive healing conference call, and that one is specifically for the purpose of getting out some of these alien type of life forms, parasitic attachments and that type of thing, and getting them out of the physical body and the different layers of the body and how they've kind of taken up housekeeping in those areas. And so those areas have to be cleaned out and healed and put back into the light. So it's a really massive healing, and it's a wonderful opportunity that Ron's made available for people on the following 3 Sundays in a row. So I think the purpose of doing it 3 Sundays in a row is just really so you can really feel the difference as you move through those healings and accomplish that. I don't know if you're able to talk and continue the clearing at the same time, but if you can, Ron, if you could just add to that anything I may have missed mentioning there.
Right now, no. So I'm still clearing here. I got to stay definitely focused for the next probably 8 minutes or so.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm releasing the, you may want to call it, a shadow body, a shapeshifter. These are bodies that have come across from the parallel lifetimes, okay, that I have information on to tell you. So remember, when the dark side takes you into the darkness for shapeshifting bodies or parallel lifetimes, these bodies now come into you and look like you. Okay, so these are actually like clone bodies of you, but they're embedded inside of you. So I still need some time to clear this out here. You might feel your body change temperature. You might feel things moving in you. You might feel different things. The body's not released yet. We're just getting the preparation done for this here. So you may actually start to feel things happening inside of you as this, in a sense, we're like undoing the glue that's holding this hologram to you, which is the light energy. So like it got attracted and attached to the light, and it can take away everything from the light and then bring itself in the place of you. I don't know how else to really say that, but that's the way it is. So here we go. And still clearing. So back to you, Sylvia. So I'll probably be done with this here probably in about 8 minutes here.
Okay, sounds good. So, mark your calendars for those wonderful upcoming dates. To find out more about that, you can go to Ron's website, and they're always posted there. You can also sign up for those on the website, so that's great. I'm going to read. I've got my fast chat window working again, so... let's see, we have some comments. I see Mike says, oh, I felt some energy moving around within. Feels like a heavy presence. And Marianne is asking, which body is Ron releasing? She had to leave the room. So what's happening now, Marianne and anybody else who may have missed it, is that Ron is working on releasing from each person one of the approximately 20 embedded shapeshifter type energies that have been embedded in each person. So it's different than the normal type of, I guess you'd say normal kind of shapeshifter clearings that we've had on the radio program before. These are kind of a different animal, so to speak, and Ron discovered these when he was doing some clearings in New York. So this is at a very deep level. I'm sure he can explain it much better than I can, but he's in the clearing mode right now, so that's what he's doing. We can talk more about that in a bit. And let's see, what else do we have here? We have a question, are there any foods we can eat that these many dark side life forms would not want us to? And let's see.
That answer, I'd say they probably wouldn't care because they're having your experience as you hear. So that's what I don't think the food will vary, you know, by having anything special. So still a little bit more time here. So I need about 3 more minutes here, I think. That's about what it feels like to me here.
Okay, great. And if anyone hasn't done this yet, it can be very helpful to have the light being up on your monitor screen in front of you during these clearings. And so to access that, if you're not familiar with this, you just go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio and scroll down the page about halfway, or not even that far, and you'll see a picture there of a beautiful light being. And that is actually a drawing that was made of a light being on the Creation Lightship by an artist who is there for a healing. And the light beings use that to come in and bring in their energy during these radio programs. So that's a wonderful thing. And you can actually watch the energy, and some people can see the energy change, the colors change, and it take on a more of a dimensional kind of look to it. So that's wonderful. So and remember just to be heart-centered during this clearing. You know, like Ron says, don't try to kind of figure it out with your head. Just, you know, be in your heart, be in the moment, and just experience, you know, tune in to what's happening with your body and relax. And that's pretty much all you have to do. Just be here and experience it. We have a question from Marie, which is better to keep our bodies here, abduction, barcode clearing, or two cloned body clearings? Well, I guess I would say they each have a specific purpose, and when Ron's available again after this clearing, we can take that one up a little bit more in depth.
Okay.
So, anything you want to comment on about what you're seeing or experiencing as these are being cleared?
Yeah, I'm just loosening these energies up right now to get rid of one of the bodies here. So you might feel, this is how I think people get split personalities here. Because each one of these particular personalities, you know, comes forth. And this is why, you know, people do strange things too. You know, plus we have entities that are earth-based. These are the ones that actually take you over, and you don't realize what's happening to you. Okay, this energy now is about ready. Now we're going to start taking this body out of you. Here we go. So, again, nothing for you to do. Don't try to even do anything. Don't visualize anything. We're going to start taking them away here. There we go. Working with your head energy first, and I'll work all the way down the body. So, there we go, sliding these things sideways here, or this thing anyway, and there we go, it's about 10% released right now, some people that are actually, a lot of us more released than others right now, but I'm looking at the hardest person here. And when that one's done, everybody will be done too. There we go. Okay, looks like most of the head energy is released now. Now we're going down. So one way to look at it, you know, on a mental thing is like taking maybe wallpaper off a wall, okay? And then you take it off, and lo and behold, behind it is the same wallpaper, okay? There we go, coming out. So if I'm working on the body that's come forward and is listening to this program, okay, then you might feel a little different because another body will have to come forward to see what you're doing, okay? And let's hope that's your original body. So if you feel a little strange after doing this here, and, you know, that would be the reason. So here we go. I got about another 2 minutes to release this physical body here. This is a hologram that looks identical to you. About halfway done with it here. A few people are already done with this process. For most people, a lot of people anyway that I've done so far mentioned that they feel like their head's clearer, maybe the thinking ability, and then also that they can physically see better colors, okay? So you want to check your eyes also as this thing leaves you. You won't have that cloudiness in your eyes as much. There we go. Okay, taking it out here. And if you hear the archive, you might feel the energy, but this is not going to work for you. Like I said earlier, just the people listening on this program this evening. Almost here. Out. Okay, let me check here. Make sure that these are out of everybody. This one particular body. It feels good to me. There we go. Maybe another half a minute here. Okay, I think everybody is completed here. Okay, so that's the body being out of you. Next, we're going to get rid of the control program, whatever, wherever and wherever that is, with the aliens used to make this, in a sense, artificial intelligent body function in you. Just getting rid of the body is one thing, but if you don't get rid of the program, they may bring in another one. So here we go. We're going to go to the program now, find that. The Lightship is doing this for you. And we're going to take away and destroy, eliminate the program that controls this body. So here we go. This will probably take a couple of minutes here. So this, in a sense, is the, if you want to use it, you know, the covert, you know, mission that this body is doing for you here, or doing for them in you, as you. Okay, I'm going to destroy the program now. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, the program's gone. Okay, next we have to get rid of this body's cloned, we'll say again, emotional body, because that's still with you. Here we go. And again, we're going to look for that body and disconnect it. This will not take as long as the original physical body that is wrapped around you, embedded inside of you. Okay, starting to come out now. There we go, it's coming out. Some of you are already completed here. Remember, some of these are actually held in stronger than others. Maybe the body comes forward in your life more often. And maybe you use it, for 2 or 3 hours each day. So you're definitely, integrated with this more strongly than some other bodies. There we go. Coming out. There, the emotions are released now. So that's the emotional body being released. We got the physical body. That's a hologram, we'll say. And attached to it that belongs to that body, we just release the emotional part of that. And next we'll do the mental. Here we go. And if you want to type on the fast chat your comments, that'd be greatly appreciated. Just to see where you are with these healings here. Other people are probably reading it also. We can repeat it too for the people who are able to go on the fast chat. There's some people who just can't get on it because of their computer settings. There we go. And this is the mental.
There's quite a lot of comments on the fast chat, Ron, and if you'd like me to read some of them, I can.
Sure, that'd be great.
I think people are enjoying your narrative of what's happening.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll just give a little bit. Let's see, Everett says, wow, thank you, Ron, for this. I appreciate this very much. Annika, incredible, yawning even more here. Questing says, powerful, feel nauseous, will be great to get rid of this. Marianne, wow, I can feel this going. Heal says, it's like wearing the brand, original own suit after wearing a rented one for a long time. Everett, my stomach is warm. Heal says it feels cooler, fresher, lighter overall. Lots of people are experiencing yawning as this is being released. Some dizziness. Questing says definitely felt program releasing from spine. Thank you. So it's wonderful. It's so great. People are really feeling this at their location and as they experience it. It's wonderful. Back over to you, Ron.
Okay, the mental one is almost released here. Okay, we're probably about 90% done with the mental. So I'm still working on it here. Probably be another minute here. Okay, the mental feels pretty good right now. Okay, now we're going to do the spirit body. Remember, they clone the identical spirit body to you. At least it looks that way anyway. Remember, the whole package comes into you. So here we go. Get rid of the spirit body now. These are brought to you, by the aliens, the extraterrestrials, through the parallel lifetimes, parallel universes. Remember, when you're not here, where are you? Well, they bring part of that energy back into you to live your life here on this planet. So here we go. This is a spirit body clearing. This will, again, it'll take probably a couple of minutes or so. So I'll just mute my line here as I do this clearing here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I loved Ron's analogy of the wallpaper, and you strip it off and find another layer of the identical wallpaper and strip that off, and wow, I can only look forward to what it would feel like to have all 20 or however many layers of these are in there completely released, and how that would probably so much allow you to experience who you really are instead of all of this other energy. We have Marie says they were probably released from my arms. They felt funny. And Siri says, bunch of strange, subtle physical feelings. Marie R. says, breathing is changed. I'm so grateful. So that's wonderful. Keep those comments coming off. That's great.
Okay, the spirit is now just being released here.
Great.
Okay.
What's next?
Okay, there we go. That's another half a minute here for the spirit. Okay, the next one that I have not done with anybody, we'll say yet, in New York here when I was doing these clearings, this I got this morning, so this is still kind of, you know, work in progress here. This is your physical appearance, and I'll just say it's your skin, okay? This is how people physically see you, okay? So I'm going to do a skin clearing here, and here we go. I don't know what this is going to do for people. I don't know if this actually brings forth maybe skin irritations or something from those lifetimes as they come back into you and live as you here. Maybe you may have acne problems. I'm just, you know, suggesting this, throwing it out here because I don't know yet. But maybe you had a problem where maybe you got sunburned in those parallel lifetimes and you wonder why you have rashes on your skin, or maybe it's a pigment problem. So here we go. I'll need a couple of minutes. So back to you, Annika. I mean, excuse me, Sylvia, I mean.
Okay, so this is sort of like part of the package then of how this embedded shapeshifter would appear as though it was you. Is that right? So the appearance would be kind of like what was being put forth?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to be calling this here. It might just be a shapeshifter clearing, you know, embedded shapeshifter. It might be called, it could be called a clone body clearing, you know, or a, might be, I don't know yet. So when I figure out what I want to call it, it'll be on the website. So, you know, this is like we call shadow bodies too, things that come into us that are there. And these can be, you know, a shapeshifter appearing as you. And maybe they turn back into the original form sometimes when they're with you, because they have to be with you, you know, somehow to change into the original form when you see them in people. So it's can get very interesting. So here we go. This is the skin energy being released from you here. Okay.
We have a questing on the fast chat said that the emotional and the mental bodies that were released were very angry. So they were kind of holding maybe anger energy, and that's gone. And they said, yay! So that's great.
Okay, so maybe still a little more to do here. So it's feeling good, though. Another minute, we'll be done with this clearing. And on the website, when I get more bodies to clear, they'll be on there too. But right now, it's just I'm just creating this clearing. So.
So then, the emotions of these emotional bodies are what we're living.
Or what you're living. Yeah, this is why you might look at it more simplistically as a split personality. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, skin feels good. So there we go. So that's just one of those. I know we have at least 10 of these in us, probably, and I'd say to be, you know, more realistic, probably maybe 20 of these in our bodies. So plus yourself. So it's like a slot machine, you know, who's going to come up today, you know, when you pull the handle down, and what's going to come up, and where do they connect to, what alien race is programming you with this body, and anyway, let's bring in some peace energy through the light being here to kind of lighten the show up here. So hopefully you all felt an energetic change in your body. And you might feel like some of your negative traits that you may have had have just got taken away from you instantly. So if anybody has kind of felt that right now or, you know, as you typically think about who you are, maybe that who you are left you. So if you do feel like you're, maybe you lost something of who you thought you were, that's because this thing was overtaking you. So here comes the peace energy. And bring up the light being on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 get some more energy here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Oh, great. So, yeah, this is a wonderful feeling, and it's really interesting. You know, there's that saying that goes something along the lines of, we don't really see what is there in front of us to see. We see based on what we're programmed to see and all of the different, you know, thought forms and things like that are often what we kind of see in front of us instead of what's really there. So as these layers come out, Ron, for people, it seems like they're really going to be able to see clearly and to not be so influenced and controlled as far as their mental process and their emotions and all that kind of thing. Maybe that's why it's clearing up people's vision as you're doing it, and they're seeing better colors and so on.
Yeah, very possible. So,
okay, great.
Let's bring in some of the pain release energy in case somebody's in pain here. So here we go. To the light being on the monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So this page will be a separate page on the website. It'll be a special healing. And when I get it together, I'll let you all know. But this is just, and I probably will not do the sample again on BBS. This will be just the one time that I'll be doing this one here. So everybody listening tonight, you have a treat. And you got one of those bodies out of you, and maybe you could send me an email, everybody. I'd really appreciate that, and maybe in the next day or two, maybe take a note, you know, write it down on a piece of paper, email Ron, and let me know how this clearing has affected you in the next couple of days or so, because that energy is released from you. It's gone, and, you know, how many, body movements, body actions, you know, your reaction, how your body, you know, reacts to life here, what you say. You know, there's all different types of things, what you see, you know, and that's taken away. So I like at least to know how you're feeling with this particular clearing and how it's changed your life, because it should clean out a lot of stuff that you've been trying to get rid of, or maybe wondering why you have certain traits or actions and how you respond and react to different things, because this is that body doing that. Remember, that body also is used in a parallel lifetime. And so, you know, like I say, when you go to the parallel lifetimes, there's thousands of bodies and lifetimes that you're using, but these are the ones that chose to come into you. So they might be being used double duty all the time. So this may help you out with parallel lifetimes. back to you, Sylvia. We got maybe a minute or so to go here.
Well, it feels like a very powerful clearing. I mean, I can't imagine if you had 20 of these going on, you know, just how incredible that would be just after experiencing this removal of one. It's really awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for being here. And anything else you want to say about the upcoming weekend?
Yeah, if you can get online, definitely do that. You know, on the telephone, it's 4-hour healing on the light ship this coming Saturday and 8 hours on Sunday. And it's a way to get rid of these alien critters out of us here. These are the extraterrestrial life forms that live inside of us. On our Friday show, we'll probably be doing some samples of that also. If you're brand new to the website or even new to BBS, you could have some samples just by going to the archives. And the first archive for the alien parasitic life forms that we took out, little critters, would be 11:30:07, and the other one is 10:10:08. So if you're just kind of interested in what they are, you know, how they're affecting you, just go on there. The archives will work, and just kind of have that experience. So I hope that you're all going to be on the call maybe Saturday, or at least do the 8-hour Sundays. The price package for that for one person is $200, and it's 28 hours of healing, and you can do it absentee also. And just a wonderful clearing. So this is what I'd recommend doing if you wanted to move forward in your life. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our time is running out here. So our next program will be on BBS on Station 2. Remember, write down Station 2 for Friday, same basic time, but 5 minutes earlier. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone, and thank you so much, Ron. This is truly, truly an amazing gift, and I hope everyone really enjoys the energy tonight and this, you know, really give yourself time to experience this wonderful gift. So blessings, good night, see you Friday.